America tonight. Coming up, we're going to take a look back at the year that was financial, a disaster for many. And it started, I think, with Bernie Madoff and all that that included at the tail end of 2008 in December, swinging in to the new year and more Ponzi schemes that you can shake a stick at. Also, some of the top stories of 2009. Ultimately, what were the top 10 on your list? The economy certainly has to be there somewhere. Healthcare has to be there, I would think. The Fort Hood rampage, sadly, would make my list as well. Swine flu and all the conversation that ensued as well. And we'll talk about that, what you think the top stories were of 2009. Also on this show, we're going to put somebody in the dungeon. And I don't think anybody would be able to guess who it is. But he's been on my radar for a while, so you won't want to miss it. It's always one of my favorite things that we do here on the show. In the meantime, we're going to hit the headers. What's making big news, water cooler buzz, if you will, around the nation and around the globe. You know, it's even though we're smack dab in the middle of the holidays, it never stops, baby. The controversy is always in full swing when it comes to anything coming out of the Capitol. And a lot of people still reeling with the healthcare buzz, not all of it positive, both from a liberal point of view and a conservative point of view and everywhere in between. So as the shoe dropped the other day, and they were burning the midnight oil, what was the reaction far and wide to health care reform? Now, it's not a done deal, of course, because this has to be melded with a House bill. There has to be a vote, ultimately, and then it would go to the president's desk for his signature, which you know that part is locked and loaded. So at this point, it's looking like, yeah, it's gonna happen by Christmas. But ultimately, what does it mean? I say this all the time with the doctors that we've had on the show. It means you're going to pay more for your premiums. If you're somebody who you think you're making a decent living, if you're making somewhere in the 80s, let's say, so let's say you're making 75, you're going to pay, who knows, maybe $20,000 ultimately for your health care coverage. And that is just absolutely ridiculous. We've talked about texting before, texting making news again. They say a texting driver, check this number out, staggering, 6 times more likely to crash. Yeah. How often am I driving around? And I know that all of you, whether you're living in Illinois, Kentucky, California, an urban area, a suburban area, ultimately somewhere even out in the sticks, you know exactly what I'm talking about. More and more I see people doing this. It used to be the cell phone thing. And I think, yes, there are people who can multitask, and you can do the Bluetooth thing. But texting, I just don't get that. Show me the person who can text and drive and not be distracted and not have that car move an inch in the wrong direction, and I'll show you that's a miracle. Because I have not seen that. I have seen plenty of people texting, though, and I've seen them swerve. I've seen them cut across lanes, and you can tell because the head is down. So ultimately, it's like driving blind. They're looking down for whatever length of time it is. So anyway, this study comes out, and there have been a lot of studies on this lately. But this was from the University of Utah. They did a bunch of research on it. And what they basically found out is when people talk on the phone while driving, they're 4 times more likely to get into an accident, okay? But they're saying 6 times more when it comes to texting. And how do they do this study? They use simulator cars or trucks, basically identical traffic scenarios. So they set up all kinds of possibilities of what would happen, right? And they found that texting behind the wheel was definitely significantly higher than talking on the cell phone. So now it's better to talk on the cell phone than text. Of course it is. Of course. And by the way, when they did this study, they took 20 pairs of self-described experienced text messengers using their own cell phones. So they didn't put them, they tried to make them as comfortable as possible to really get a good read on this. And the drivers were young. They were 19 to 23, and they were told basically to plan an evening outing where they had to arrange a number of things. So what they found in the study, I guess because I want everybody to be aware of this. During the study, there were 7 collisions, each caused by different drivers, okay? 6 of the crashes, or 86%, happened while they were text messaging. Now, only 1 accident happened when the person who was part of the study was just simply driving. So I don't know. You be the judge. You be the judge. It is not safe to text. If you're going to text, pull over. There are a million places to pull over. I don't care where you live. And, you know, we talk about these bogus 911 calls, right? And ultimately how dangerous it can be. You wonder after a while, somebody on the other end, even though they would probably never admit to this, they're screaming people out. And then you hear these horror stories where somebody's really in trouble and they don't arrive in time, or you can't believe that it took them 20 minutes to have an EMT crew out to a situation and it was too late or whatever. So of all the things to call on, a mother calls the cops on her 14-year-old son because she was overwhelmed with his increased video game playing, that she said this was the last straw, and she just snapped in half. It was 2:30 in the morning. She woke up in the middle of the night, saw the light on in the bedroom, and said, "Not my house anymore." So she went the 911 route. I hope they fine her big time for that. I mean, come on, what are the police going to do? So the police, this is what happens. The police show up, and what are they going to say to the kid? They say to the kid, "Chill out." This is the exact words. "Chill out, go to bed." "Chill out, go to bed." I mean, come on. Take some responsibility. So they respond, and you know, like I said, this happened in Massachusetts. She's going to get slammed ultimately with a big fine. And, you know, you can look at this from another point of view as, wow, it's so bad that people, you know, parents are struggling with this video game obsessed culture with these kids, that it's crazy. I mean, the Entertainment Software Association is even saying that the popularity of video games has skyrocketed. 42% of adults are going to give or hope to get in their Christmas stocking this week some video games. Okay? But I look at it from the point of view of making these calls to 911. That's ridiculous. What a waste of time. What a waste of money. And, boy, if they didn't respond, imagine the whole thing about timing to get to a real situation. And how often do people just slam 911 operators for that? But, see, then they deal with stuff like this. And I think it does something ultimately, as the wheels are turning in their mind when they receive some of these phone calls. Diane Sawyer makes her debut on ABC World News tonight. Now there's 2 women and just 1 man doing the traditional anchor role in the evening news on the tube. Wow. Is it going to work or not? See, I think most people watch in the morning. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The global resources of ABC News. This is ABC World News with Diane Sawyer.
Good evening, and it is so good to be here with you tonight.
Wow, Diane Sawyer, like I said, filling in the big chair. Used to be that everybody watched the evening news, but here's the problem. Now most people aren't home when the evening news comes on. Or if it's the younger generation, 20s, 30s, even 40s, you're checking out, even older than that, I shouldn't just say you have to be in your 20s, 30s, or 40s. Even older than that, people are going to the internet for news. For goodness sake, we're just talking about texting and how everybody's getting everything from texting. So on the first day, Diane Sawyer seemed very business-like, and it was a busy day as she stepped in for Charlie Gibson, who signed off last week. The big thing is that she did an interview with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and she did it over the weekend, and they talked about a couple of different things, and I thought it was a pretty decent interview, honestly. You know, you're not going to get much from him. You know how I feel about him. As far as evil world leaders, he made my list a long time ago, when I first jumped on the air over 3 years ago, and he has not fallen down. He has not fooled me. He's not fallen down off that list at this point. So, you know, but it was an interesting, I think, beginning for her. And they say that what they're going to do is use her sort of conversational style. That's what I think she's known for. So to take it a different direction maybe with world news, a few little minor tweaks. I'll be curious to see what the ratings are going to be like, because now you have Diane Sawyer, you have Katie Couric, and, of course, Brian Williams, who is the NBC anchor. And, I mean, she's somebody who's been around for a while. She did 60 Minutes. She co-anchored, obviously, Good Morning America for the past decade. And the brilliant thing about this is, think about it, boy, who says that you have to be put out to pasture when you're 40 and you're in television? She's 64. It was her 64th birthday, or is going to be her 64th birthday Tuesday, in fact. And World News is number two in the ratings, right behind NBC. Again, the competition, I think, is more to keep viewers coming in at a time when so many are getting news from other places. News like healthcare. We're going to have more reaction to healthcare. As I said, and a bunch of you have sent your thoughts in across the country to some of the things that I was talking about yesterday, particularly Senator Nelson and the way he easily parachuted out of his vote and became the 60th vote once he was appeased. In other words, he held out, got what he wanted the old-fashioned way, holding himself as his own little hostage, and he put himself out there knowing full well that he was gonna get what he needed for Nebraska, and boy did they get it, and then some. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents about where healthcare is headed, and do you really actually think this is going to be this vote comes down on Christmas Eve? I think so. I think it's a done deal, and I'm surprised by that. Al in Canada, you have the floor. How you doing, Al?
Merry Christmas, Kate.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas to you.
And also, you know, Reid, Pelosi, and Obama worship Canadian health care, don't they? They think Canadian health care is just, you know, the be-all and end-all, don't they?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, well, you guys are in big trouble because the House of Representatives and the President cannot overrule the Senate. The House and the President can't ram something through without the support of the Senate, can they?
No.
So and the Senate is not in favor of this so-called government option, are they? The government-owned and operated health insurance option, are they?
No, though, that's out.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to get the worst of both worlds. If there's some way that you get a government-owned and operated health insurance option in there, you will have the worst of both worlds. You'll have the worst elements of free enterprise and the very worst elements of government. The best way, in my mind, is to let free enterprise rule. Free enterprise is good as long as the government doesn't overregulate it. And then just help the people that falls through the cracks. Because, say, Kate, I pay $500 a month health insurance premiums, and all of a sudden I get sick and need $500,000 health insurance, an operation, right? There's only three places that my health insurance company can get that money. Either from the money that they make by investing it, like a health insurance company, any money that they collect, they usually reinvest it, don't they, on the stock market?
Yes,
right?
Yes, they would.
Okay.
Yes,
or else they jack up premiums on everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Or else they jack up your premiums to make it almost to make you almost pay for it yourself. And another thing, if Obama gets his way, it will be against the law not to have health insurance, right?
That's right.
That's crazy. What right does the government have to put a gun to your head? What's next? Is the government going to tell you what supermarket to buy your food at?
I agree. You're preaching to the choir. Absolutely. And Al, all the way along, too, I've told people, listen to what Al's saying. Listen to what Sam's saying. These guys live it, breathe it, and have been there.
I'll give you another example. Back in the early 90s, mid-90s, our government, our politicians and lawyers that are running the healthcare system, they decided that Canada had too many doctors. So what did they do? It was costing the government too much to educate doctors. So they cut the number of freshmen doctors, students, medical students in medical schools across the country in half, by 50%. And now there are around a million people that cannot even get a family doctor in Canada. Do you want that in the United States where there's such a... We're so short of doctors, we're importing doctors from Africa and Asia, the third world, is there nobody gets sick or injured in Asia or Africa that they have such a surplus of doctors that we've got to import them into Canada?
Yeah, ridiculous.
It's crazy. The more centralization, let free enterprise rule, and then help out the poor people that fall through the cracks. Let people look after themselves. Don't have the baby, the government babysitting people, and then help out the people that are too poor to fall through the cracks. And every American citizen should be guaranteed health care. And the government, if you can't get the money from the bank to buy your insurance or whatever, or to pay for it, then the government will help you out. I believe that, like us evil right wingers, we want healthy citizens. And you can't have a good economy, and you can't have good national defense or good economy with healthy citizens, and you can't have healthy citizens if they can't afford to health care. But just let free enterprise rule. Thanks, Kate.
Well said. I couldn't have said it better. Absolutely. Let it rule. It's what the country was founded on, and heading down this road that we're going now, it's the worst of the worst. There is no choice in this. And as I said, we have presented all sides. If there, trust me, if there is a way, if there was a way it, that was workable in the scenarios that are out there, I, whether I agreed with it or not, I would tell you this is it. I mean, I was wrong. This is it. But it's just much of the same thing that we've been talking about for the past 6 months. I'm scared to death to think what the premiums will be ultimately 3, 4, 5 years down the line. 2014 not looking real good, I think, for a lot of people. And older people, younger people, the middle class, anyone in between, and that's the problem. If you're making the big bucks, okay, you might not be happy with your premium, but you can cover it. But if you're somewhere in that floating around in that in between, you have a decent life and you're making it, but it's not like you have a lot of do-re-mi in the bank. That's where it gets really, really scary, because it's the supplemental, it's the additional, it's all that stuff combined that will kill you. And then if you absolutely don't want it, which is certainly, again, free choice, if you absolutely don't want it, to say that you are going to be taxed for not wanting health care is just, it's asinine. It's completely makes no sense to me whatsoever. So who wins? And who wins in that scenario ultimately? Nobody. Not the person who doesn't want it or they don't think they can afford it. They're somewhere in the middle there, and that's what's going to happen. And that's pretty scary stuff. Hey, coming up, as I said, we're going to talk about the year that was financially and how it started out. It really did start off with the Madoff situation, as that was the tail end of December of 2008, and that swung into 2009. And then, of course, there was Sanford as well in the debacle with a Texas billionaire who scammed people as well, said that he was set up, didn't know what the people around him were doing. And there's just been a series of laughable things that have happened in that giant Ponzi scheme as well. And I still think there are more shoes to drop. I think there are more people that haven't come to surface yet, hasn't floated to the surface yet, that have ripped off other people in funds, and eventually that will bubble up. But is it looking better on the stock market these days? Where are we headed? We'll talk about it next with financial man Saul Albom. Stay with us here on ATN.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
Hey, so the feds are saying just a 3-hour limit on being stranded on that tarmac. How long have you been stranded on a tarmac? I think my record was almost 2 hours, and boy, that was a restless plane, and I was flying to Chicago at the time from Dallas, and so it's really a short flight, and people were not happy about that. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on ATM. I am happy about that, and we're going to talk about the top stories of 2009. As I mentioned, certainly when it came to the economy, it was absolutely one of the top stories. In fact, I would put it probably as the top story. The foreclosures, the Ponzi schemes, the people in trouble, the underbelly, if you will. Then ultimately what happened at the Fed and a slew of other sidebar stories that you could talk about when it came to business. But business was big. The lack of it and the lack of positive things happening out of Detroit, for example, the auto industry, the things that happened to so many people, the unemployment numbers, etc. But absolutely, the economy would be number one above everything else that I've mentioned before, would be number one on my list. So who better to talk about finances with than our pal Saul Albaum, financial guru, who we like to check in with here on America Tonight. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm going to have to disagree with you. Number one story of 2009 was Michael Jackson.
Wow. I am so Michael Jackson'd out. That and Tiger Woods. Are you kidding? But you know what? It was, Michael Jackson was a big story.
Are we Tiger Woods out?
Yeah, I'm Tiger Woods out. But Michael Jackson was a big story. You're right. Absolutely. That would be absolutely a top five story. But yeah. I think the economy in what happened to people, people losing jobs or for the foreclosures or the outrage over the bonuses, the AIG, the tail end of that in 2008, swinging into 2009. There were so many. I mean, finance and financial stories was big. I think the Wall Street Journal could celebrate probably in an era when most circulations of newspapers were off. They were doing okay. The Wall Street Journal was hanging in there because of some of the acumen they have in business reporting, I think. So business was, like I said, was absolutely big. Do you think that if you talked about the sad financial things that happened, would one of the biggest stories still have been Bernie Madoff if we went back to the beginning of the year?
You know, that would be a populist story. To me, the biggest story, and by the way, we can talk about Wall Street Journal and paid for content. That's all another thing. Mm-hmm. To me, the biggest story is the federal government taking over General Motors and screwing over the secured bondholders. To me, that has got to be one of the biggest stories, top three, maybe behind Michael Jackson and Tiger Woods. As a stockbroker, when I used to be a stockbroker, the safest thing, that's called widows and orphans, okay? Mm-hmm. When you have money of widows and orphans and you need to put them in something that's going to get them a good yield, you put them in secured debt, which means that means come heck or high water, something happens, they liquidate, the company liquidates, they get their money back. The bondholders got screwed on GM. I knew some older gentlemen and older ladies who got screwed on that deal because of that, and that is a threat to this, to the beyond anything else, beyond the spending, anything else. When you attack the sovereignty, not only of contracts and contract law, but of the most safe and secure, it'd be like tomorrow you saying, well, you know, you had your money in the bank and the bank failed, even though there was a big law that said that you're supposed to get your money back. You don't. Well, what's going to happen? That was huge.
Yeah, you make a great point for that, because if there would be a revolt, are you kidding? Then everybody would be getting their weapons if your money wasn't protected.
And that's what a lot of hedge fund managers, who would ever give money to a union company again? Who would ever trust a contract with the union money when they vote 90% Democrat and give 99% money to the Democrats?
Yeah, they wouldn't do it.
No, it wouldn't. You'd be insane. You'd be breaking your legal responsibility to your clients if you ever invested in a union company.
Wow. Make a great case for that. Absolutely. And you know what?
That side wasn't looked at that much.
You're right. That side wasn't looked at as much. Yes, the government stepping in and running GM and, do we want them? Do you want the government in the middle of any of this? But so that point was taken. But actually, who got screwed and who lost the money? You're right, Saul. There wasn't a lot written about that.
You know, Madoff is a big deal. And don't get me wrong. I mean, but like we talked about, there's 10,000 hedge funds and mutual funds. I mean, one of them is going to be – 10 of them are going to be bad eggs. One-half, a one-tenth, a 1%, you got to expect that. Now, I'll tell you, another thing would be the incompetence of government regulators. Of course they're going to be incompetent. That's why they work for the government, because they can't make it like your listeners in private industry. It's tough. You know, remember we talked about the letter that was written to the SEC? I mean, beyond damning, that whoever received that letter needs to be fired and branded, because any like eighth grader could read that letter and say, maybe I should pass this on to my bosses. I'm sorry, Kate, this gets me a little upset. I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you. I think that when, you know, when it was revealed, when it really got blown up, that story was on 60 Minutes. Remember, they interviewed the guy. I can't think of who he was. And he pounded on their heads two or three times, not even just once. And nothing was done, I think, you're right. Somebody should have paid the price for that. And nobody did. Nobody's head rolled as a result of that.
Here's another one that your head's going to roll. In the second quarter of this year, between March and June, July, half of the United States debt wasn't paid for. It was printed. Okay. Not only that, but now I'm reading reports of different bond issues for the last few months where 3/4 and 2/3 of the government debt is being fictitiously printed up. Yes. Like Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, and a lot of different, financial papers that aren't covered and distributed in the U.S. that literally there's not demand, and the government and the Fed's printing funny money to keep rates low. Literally 2/3 of the money that for our debt is not being paid for and is being printed as an illusion. Yeah, it's no joke. I mean, our entire country, I swear, is being run by a bunch of economic illiterates.
And I don't get that. I mean, that's a good point. Tim Geithner, your thoughts on him, because, you know, he was the guy in charge this year.
He's a clown. I mean, the guy's an absolute clown. And, you know, it's like – You know, the economy is in trouble, so the banks do bad, right? You know, you're a lender, you make bad loans. So what do? We bail out the banks. You know, I'm sympathetic to the Democrats' plea here. You know, if you really wanted to help the economy, why don't you just strike checks to all the poor people? I mean, mm-hmm. I would, Kate, wouldn't you go for that?
I would, absolutely.
I mean, if they said we're going to strike everybody a check, you know, $2,000 if you made less than $60,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, each job that the stimulus package, the $700 billion that it said it created, cost $256,000 for each job created. We would have been better off just handing out wheelbarrows of $100 bills.
I know.
It would have been better. It would have been more fun. We could have made game shows out of it.
No kidding. Again, it's such a great point. And, you know, the defensiveness about the stimulus still. Defensive. And Tim Geithner couldn't be more defensive. And the players around him couldn't be either. And then Ben Bernanke is made the Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Yeah. Well, you know, another religious Keynesian. And what that means is that Keynesians are it's like a religion. It's a form of economics where you believe that if the government spends money, then it benefits the economy, like, more than it spends. So if the government spends $1 billion, then the economy benefits $1.5 billion. Well, you know, if that's the case, because our government spending has gone up from, like, virtually nothing over the last 100 years to over $1 trillion a year, then, you know, why ever stop spending government money? There's no end to it, right? If $1 spent by a government then is equals $1.10 or $1.05 or $1.01, it doesn't matter, $2.
Yeah.
They just have this kind of weird religion. It's called Keynesianism, and I invite your listeners just to Google it, look it up, and do the research for themselves.
And you'll see what Saul's talking about.
Yeah. I mean, so where does this lead the listener? Where does this lead the listener? Well, you know, everything's topsy-turvy and everything's crazy, and there's big effects. And what I'm worried about is, yes, the stimulus is coming through. Yes, the free market works. We're mostly free market, so things will be okay. Is that what happens when the bill comes due for this health care bill? And I don't know if everyone needs to go and Google, because I was having a big debate with a brilliant friend of mine, because he's a left of center kind of guy, mm-hmm. about healthcare. And everybody needs to go Google the healthcare bill of 1986, which effectively socialized our healthcare bill anyway. And back then they said, well, it's only going to run us $300 billion a year. Well, now that bill itself, that's the law that mandated that if you go into an emergency room, that you have to be covered. That came out in 86. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just forgetting the law off the top of my head. If you just wiki it, it'll come up. Google it. Now that bill was the Congressional Budget Office thought it was going to be $300 billion. Well, guess what? Now it ended up costing about $900 billion, so three times. So we have a reasonable estimate. You know, a lot of us in the financial community see this $900 billion deal, and we could easily see it being, you know, let's just undercut it. Let's just say $2 trillion. Okay, like just over the next over the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the healthcare, this is another boondoggle. You know, people have this Keynesian religion. I don't know where they come from. But if you want to lower the cost of anything, Kate, it's called supply and demand. You raise the supply. What does this healthcare bill do to raise the supply of doctors? What does this healthcare bill do to raise the supply of drugs and nurses?
I know.
Anybody's got money out there, go and invest in the nursing education. That's what I
no
think. That's the best use of money.
Boy, no kidding. Hey, you were excellent, Saul Alvin. We love having you on the show. Great job. And we'll talk to you again down the road. Stay with us, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Soul album, no jive talking there. I mean, he laid it on the line. I agree with him 100% too about Tim Geithner, useless in my opinion. And part of the problem are that's the players that are certainly surrounding this administration. 800-259-5791. You can throw in another log on the fire. You can throw in your 2 cents. That sounds good, doesn't it? On what do you think the top stories are of 2009? Can you believe we're already at the end of 2009? Certainly healthcare, it absolutely makes the top of the list because, I mean, this has taken a chunk of 6 months going through this with all the meetings and all the misinformation and the ridiculous amounts of pages of this bill and that bill that nobody can make any sense of. And then they find these little hidden nuggets whipped and sewn into the pages where, oh, that's why they're voting this way, because their state is getting XYZ. Lowell's listening to us in New York. Hey, Lowell, thanks for calling the show. How are you?
Well, hi, Kate. I am so glad to talk with you. Are you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, excellent. You definitely have a face for TV, not radio.
Thanks.
You know, it's interesting because when we start out and we talk about my primary deal was healthcare, and that's mm-hmm. what we're talking about. And mm-hmm. the interesting thing is that years ago they talked about putting a lockbox on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
We showed 1993 surplus, and in that time there were HMOs and 401ks and all these other forms of way to get the dollars into the pipeline. I also, when I got out of the Navy in 1979, I worked for a mortgage banker. And mortgage bankers are actually, you know, pretty good people, actually, for the most part, and very honorable. And what I found was is that in 1979, when Carter administration was there, Paul Volcker was the one that was basically in charge. And that's what we have to understand now, is that Paul Volcker is in charge. Ben Bernanke is in charge. Tim Geithner is useless because he's owned by the Fed. We cannot trust Congress. And it's an unfortunate thing. We can't trust Congress because of their voting, whatever. You know, I get my little thing for Kansas. I get my little thing for upstate New York or whatever. And so they kind of manipulated their way through that. And that's another issue. But what I'm saying is that if there was a lockbox on Social Security, you and me and every working American would have 3 to 4% addition onto their income. It's not a big gain, but there's a little bit of a gain, and it probably won't even outrun inflation. Now what's happened is that retirement funds. I put $100 into my retirement fund, and inflation will eat it up by the time I get ready. I'm 48 years old, and I guess there's probably a lot of people that can understand this. I guess I'm a baby boomer, but I've been, I've been putting into a retirement fund.
Sure.
And what's happened is that while I'm putting into that retirement fund, is that inflation is outrunning my investment. Now, what I'm saying is that I'd much rather have just a simple 3 or 4% increase on my retirement. And unfortunately, Social Security has been borrowed off of, and it was called as a surplus in 93. It's been borrowed off of the Congress and so on and so forth. So the American people have been, the cream off of the milk can has already been skimmed. It's going to be skimmed again. Reagan did it when we did equity on homes. There are a lot of people that got into a lot of binds in the 1970s, and so they lowered interest under Volcker. So a lot of people refinanced. They put a lot of money into the pipeline. It was paper money, but it showed a recovery. But the only problem is that people over the last 30 years have borrowed against their home equity, because they cannot keep up with inflation, and nor can their 401k, and nor can their retirement.
That's right.
So I'm not, those who speak the longest and the loudest, and I'm a little nervous because I'm speaking on radio and whatnot, but are not necessarily true. We talk about union companies with the 35 vice presidents, and the guy that was jamming the shock absorber into the washer and the shock absorber and spent 30 years of his life to be able to do that is not at fault here. There's a lot of global contracts and global engineering and global companies that are at fault here. Those are the people that were brought up at the cross. Those are when we saw this in 1982. I don't know about your picture. I don't think you're that old, but I remember in 82 when everybody was going to Mexico. Well, all they did was just take all that old equipment and just drag it down to Mexico because they didn't have any EPA, they didn't have any pollution. Now I'm working on jobs up here that are cleaning up the Hudson River. We're cleaning up all these toxic waste that these companies are leaving behind. Look, I'm not a bunny hugger. I understand that the Industrial Revolution was a wonderful thing. And who owns what?
Right.
But right. as long as my company and as long as my hard-earned wages and my labor are putting into this thing, and then they turn around and say, hey, look, I'm really sorry, but this was a bad investment.
I know. It's wrong. It's wrong. Absolutely. Because that's what we were taught. That's what it is. There's no gold watch. There is no such thing as any kind of security. I mean, we're all at the craps table ultimately, and it's just a question of if you get the right role at the end or you don't, and that's too bad after you paid in Lowell, you know this, and you were expecting something in return, and seeing that what's happening with the 401ks and seeing what's happened now in trying to keep up with inflation and what's happened, how long have you been paying into Social Security? I've been paying in since, I guess, I was 15 years old, probably 16.
And
crazy.
17 as well. I joined the military when I was 17. And actually, I've seen some other things, too. I've been involved with KBR for a very short period of time and came back to the States very quickly. I'm seeing some things that just aren't quite right. And one of them would be global contracts. And, you know, they want to blame it on the unions, and it wants to be bipartisan. I don't blame it on bipartisan. I don't even know who I am anymore as far as a political party is concerned. But what I'll say is that faithfully I've given into the system, and faithfully I've given my labor. And with that, I expect faith in return and trust in return. And that's what the American people have been robbed of.
So well said. Lowell, you were a great caller. You did not sound nervous at all. Please call the show again. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Made some good points. It's funny, in listening to Lowell, I was thinking about a headline that I saw earlier in the day. You know, we're talking about unions, talking about being in the system for however long and hanging out there and paying in and everything else, paying your dues. Early retirement was offered to all 41,000 Ford U.S. hourly workers. They've offered buyout or retirement, basically, incentive packages to the workers because they're trying to reduce their factory workforce. And Ford, of course, is the healthiest of the three automakers in Detroit, and the only one, by the way, to avoid government aid and bankruptcy protection. They still have more workers than they need to produce cars and trucks at the current sales levels. So how many will take it? How many will take the packages? And it includes cash payments, vouchers to buy cars, short-term health insurance coverage, right? And under the terms of the new contract with the United Auto Workers Union, the employees get most of their pay for, I guess, about a year, depending on seniority, and then, of course, a chunk of their money or wages for another year before they are removed from the company payroll. In the past, laid-off workers went into the jobs bank and were paid indefinitely, even if their factory, of course, had been shut down. My, how things have changed, eh? I'm going to leave you with this thought. This is from Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit.
It's so good to be here with you tonight.